And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday. It's the 8th day of May. Well, the Ione City Council dealt with a variety of city business at its meeting last night. First off, 7 groundwater monitoring wells near the city's sewer treatment plant have tested positive for increased coliform bacteria. Now, the Regional Water Quality Control Board has ordered the city to sanitize the wells in order to confirm the findings and conduct an investigation into why the tests were positive. A formal finding will come after the investigation, but city officials believe that construction activities disturb the bottom of treatment ponds, allowing the bacteria to enter the groundwater. This is only the latest incident, as the city of Ione has struggled with decades to meet state water regulations at its sewer plant. Also last night, the council approved the allocation of $4,000 for an emergency repair of a sewer line. A section of clay pipe collapsed over the weekend. The repair highlights the aging infrastructure in the city, including miles of old clay pipeline that may not last much longer. The council also last night approved a proposal for brush removal at Howard Park.
Well, Vona Hughes, the former owner of the Pet Bed and Bath House in Angels Camp, sentenced yesterday in Calaveras Superior Court. Judge Harlan sentenced Hughes to 3 years formal probation, 60 days in the county jail, or an alternative sentencing program. Hughes pleaded no contest to felony animal negligence April 2nd as part of a plea bargain. She was accused of 3 counts of felony animal cruelty, 2 counts of felony grand theft, and 2 counts of misdemeanor animal cruelty related to 3 pit bulls left in her care in June of 2017. Now, Hughes had operated the Angels Camp pet grooming, kennel, and boarding service since 2013. Now, while Hughes was not remanded to custody of the county jail, Judge Harlan did order her to report to the county probation office to determine if she was eligible for an alternative work program or home electronic monitoring. Hughes has 4 days of time applied to her sentence after being held in the jail for 2 days after her arrest in 2017. She has remained out on bail since then. Now, if determined to be ineligible for alternative sentencing, Hughes must then report to the jail before June 21st. Hughes also ordered to pay $2,125 in restitution.
And the Calaveras County Coroner's Office has released more details regarding the death of a man at New Hogan over the weekend. The man has been identified as 56-year-old David Rose of Sunlow, California. Rose was found unconscious in a boat when first responders arrived on scene Saturday. An investigation into the circumstances of Rose's death deemed it unsuspicious, and a doctor's examination determined he passed away due to natural causes. Rose and his family had been camping at New Hogan at the time of the incident.
And a railroad flat woman facing felony charges after attempting to pass a bogus bill. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, 57-year-old Debbie Ann Kunze attempted to buy gas and snacks with a fake $100 bill at a San Andreas gas station. Now, deputies called to the scene believe she knew she was passing the counterfeit money, or knew the money was counterfeit, that is. Now, the Sheriff's Office investigative unit has taken over, looking into connections with other counterfeiting activities in this area. Anyone with possible info about the case should call the Sheriff's Office at 754-6500.
And the application deadline for the 2019 Miss Amador Scholarship Competition has been extended until next Monday, the 13th. Held on the first night of the fair, contestants are judged in several phases, including academics, community service and fair experience, knowledge of the fair industry, communication skills, and an on-stage presentation. Scholarships awarded are $2,000 for Miss Amador, $1,000 for first runner-up, $750 for second runner-up, and $500 for third runner-up. Applications are available online at AmadorCountyFair.com. For more details, contact the fairgrounds office.
And the annual Ione Homecoming will be held this weekend. That includes a fireworks show Friday night. Now, immediately following the display, Ione Police will provide traffic control for those leaving the park. All vehicles leaving must make a right-hand turn and will be directed toward downtown. If you need to head toward 88, PD suggests you turn right onto East Market after leaving the park and utilize 104 to 88. Now, for those persons who wish to enter the park after the firework to pick up passengers, please utilize the Howard Park Arena Gate.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.